What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. College football, it's already started. Week zero. But week one is like really where, you know, I might go out somewhere and watch that Texas game.
It's possibly best opening weekend in college football history. Possibly.
I mean, where am I going?
Three top 10 matchup.
Where should I go?
Belichick's debut.
That's
and that makes
Monday,
it
yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
You know, it's not ranked. It's still Bill Belichick in college. 100%. Everybody's going to be tuning in. It's Monday.
And it's everybody's off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Miami Notre Dame, I mean, Sunday.
It's warm.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like in a lot of weeks, that'd be the best game.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Notre Dame, top 10 matchup. Clemson LSU would be the best game. But it's like third. You know, Miami's third.
Don't forget Memphis Chattanooga.
Number one in the 901.
That's right.
Still don't have a number on that, by the way.
The FCS.
I'm just trying to see how sharp you are on this, man. I want to see, like,
it's
going to
be around the same that the UNLV line was.
You think it'll be, you don't think it'll be higher than 26.5?
They said Idaho State was garbage. It was garbage FCS, though. So that number may be higher than
yeah.
ours will be. Maybe Chattanooga's got a little more.
Right, right. Oh, but how about this? Okay, I
thought you'd be able to find something offshore.
I was searching for Memphis in my Caesars app, and maybe we'll do this in a little bit, but I've got. They've posted odds for the men's basketball conference season.
Really?
Yeah, AAC. They've got the whole list out here. Well, maybe we'll get into that a little bit later.
Cool.
Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe you won't. But yeah, college football is underway, and it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, with any college football season, you know, you have coaches who – inevitably will have fantastic years and there will be a carousel at the end of it. Who was the big, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm trying to think like who the big hire was this year. Was there a big, you know, carousel hire guy that went from a lower spot to a big spot in 2025?
Not that was bigger than Bill.
Right. Yeah. It seems like we didn't have a lot.
No.
Cause all these coaches like got retained. Billy Napier got retained. Norvell got retained. You know, and all those others. So it feels like we didn't get a ton of movement in 2025. I mean, Dan Mullen got UNLV, but just like we didn't have a ton of, you know, blockbusters. And maybe this year it'll change. But over at The Athletic, Chris Vanini went through the 25 names you need to learn right now before the bigger jobs come calling.
Yep.
We like this. This is like, hey, identifying the up-and-coming guys.
Next up. We used to be in the business of trying to identify these guys.
I mean,
Mike Norvell was once one of these guys.
I mean, I think Fuente was probably that guy. He would have been on this list, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years ago probably. Or I guess it would have been more than that, 12 years ago.
Was he straight OC?
He was co-OC.
That's what I thought was co-OC. Yeah. Still, like, he would have been on the list, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, he came with a high pedigree
yeah.
in terms of what folks thought of him.
So it's they've broken this up into three groups. There's Power 4 assistants. There's and then there's group of five head coaches,
mm-hmm.
and then there's group of five assistants.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. Memphis plays in the group of five.
Yes.
So I just know that they are going to be like just littered throughout this list, man. So let's go through it. Group of five head coaches. Michael DeSormo, Louisiana. I've watched a little bit of Louisiana. They're not bad. I don't really think a lot of him, though. Tyson Helton at West Kentucky, kind of the same thing. They always feel like the same every year. Like, they score a bunch of points. They win, like, seven games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. This guy from Texas State, G.J. Kinney, he is definitely going to be, I think, one of the next ones. Because he plays, like, you, to me, if you're going to be one of those guys, you got to play like a certain style that sets you apart, right? Like, you got to score a lot of points. You got to have an awesome defense. Like, you got to have, you can't just blend in.
Mm-hmm.
And his offenses are crazy. And so I think he's going to absolutely, you know, I mean, you look at what he's done at Texas State, you know, they're in the Pac-12 now. They got to their first two bowl games ever under him. Did he coach Cam Ward at Incarnate Word?
I think there's a good chance he did, because that was a couple of years
That's
ago.
That's how he got Texas State.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Guy coached Cam Ward. So he knows how – he knows, you know, that, I mean, that's what he does. Like, he goes after those kind of quarterbacks, right? His evaluation is good. You know, his offenses are good. Kind of surprised he's still there, to be honest with you. John Summerall, Tulane. So you're seeing that this list isn't just off the beaten path names. Everybody knows who John Summerall is at Tulane. But he's got John Summerall. And he says, John Summerall may be the hottest name in next year's coaching cycle, especially in the SEC. The former Kentucky player and assistant is 32-9 in 3 years at Troy and Tulane, two Sun Belt titles and a runner-up finish in the American. And the Green Wave are expected to be one of the Group 5's best teams again. Had Texas A&M hired Mark Stoops two cycles ago, there's a chance Summerall would be in Lexington right now. He's a sharp mind who has navigated the player movement space as well as any Group of Five coach. I have no qualms with any of that.
The man in his first year has an American Conference title game appearance.
Yeah.
And you can't in his first year at Tulane. And he had two Sun Belt titles before that.
Yeah.
So he's already done more in 1 year in the AAC than Ryan Silverfield has.
Right. Bryant Vincent, Louisiana Monroe. They beat UAB mm-hmm. last year. Beat him pretty good. And he's been the interim there at UAB.
Time to do that.
Yeah. So that's it. That's it.
On the head coaches.
That's it. No Ryan Silverfield. He's not identified Ryan Silverfield as one of the Group of Five head coaches that you need to learn the name of before they go on to bigger jobs. Maybe that's because Ryan Silverfield has said this is his dream job. This is destination.
He's so locked in.
Yeah. So I
well,
think.
Well, and Walken, he's doing a you know, fine job.
Well, you know, I get
perfectly fine, put it that way.
What
do you want? You know?
Well, then we told him.
21 wins.
We told him what we want. American title game appearance.
He said he understood that.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, then you like, okay, we get it. They won a lot of games, but okay, what? You beat Rhodes College 21 times. Who cares?
It's not about the regular season wins as much as it's about not living up to your potential.
Right.
Which is AAC title game, you know.
Exactly.
Should be on a regular basis.
All right, let's go to Group of Five assistants.
Okay.
Surely, we're going to make an appearance.
Well, we got one hope, right?
Right. Well, we got some running backs coaches or something, don't we?
No, well, defensive – these are coordinators, are they not?
These all are. But, I mean, yeah I guess he should –
Nobody's identifying running backs coaches, I don't think.
Well, maybe they should look a little harder. But he should have just said coordinator instead of assistants because, you know, you ain't really in the trenches like that.
My point, we got one option here.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
Jordan hadn't proven it yet. Improved defense last year. I want to continue to be factual about that.
Right.
Not where they needed it, though. 80th.
Skylar Cassidy, the DC at North Texas, which is kind of interesting. I guess he's the new North Texas defensive coordinator. So that's the interesting piece of it. I was gonna say if he's been there for some time, he don't need to be on nobody's list. That team has been terrible defensively. But his resume is he took the Sam Houston Bearcats from 90th to 13th, and they won 10 games in their second FBS year. So. Okay.
And yards per play allowed, yeah.
There's a lot of Sam Houston flavor in the AAC because the Sam Houston coach is now the Temple coach, right? Didn't he take the Temple job?
That sounds right.
I can't remember his name. He's an older guy. What the hell is this guy's name? It's going to drive me crazy. He turned it around. Casey Keeler. That's who it is. Yeah. Casey Keeler is now the Temple coach. So they will be better, right? Like, they're going to – because, I mean – the Sam Houston improvement was undeniable mm-hmm. from year one to year two when they joined the FBS. So that's one AAC coordinator. Drew Kronick, Navy. We talked about Navy and Drew Carter quite a bit last year because that Navy offense did not look like the Navy offense we're used to seeing when they went from a 119th in yards per play to 29th.
Yeah.
Wing T.
Throwing a little bit more.
Was it Horvath?
Really was a lot more.
Yeah. 75-23 as a head coach across three different jobs. Feels like he's due for sure. They have another good year. Corey Dennis, UNLV offensive coordinator. He's the son-in-law of Urban Meyer. Obviously, they scored 38 last week on Idaho State, 539 yards offense. I mean, it's Ohio State. Let's see how it continues. Dean Kennedy, James Madison OC. I don't really know much about him, but he's got, you know, the UNLV kid, Sluka.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And they're the favorite to win the Sun Belt. And then Craig Stutzman, who's working underneath Ken Niumatalolo. So, again, no Memphis flavor here either. I guess that's kind of the rub when you don't make a tournament a title game appearance.
I get why Ryan Silverfield is not on the list. We've talked about the reasons, and again, what's the only thing missing from his resume are conference title game appearances and conference championships. I am surprised that Tim Kramsey is not on the list because Tim Kramsey's had a top 12 offense, number 10 2 years ago, number 12 last year, according to SP Plus, the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I know we can tie a lot of that, you and I had this discussion, to the quarterback that he had, Seth Hennigan, but those have been top 15 offenses nationally. And typically those kinds of guys, oh, by the way, he's being paid $1 million a year.
Yep.
Those are the kinds of guys that are on these lists. Yep. And so it surprises me more that Tim Kramsey, he's 49 years old, is not on this list because he has had good offenses at Memphis with Ryan Silverfield. And he's being paid like one of the, you know.
No,
like
that was it's interesting when you sort of put it like that, you know.
A group of five, OC being paid $1 million. I mean, that you would think top 15 last 2 years to FCP Plus. This is right. Real deal in terms of offensive efficiency.
Right.
That he's not on this list. I'm surprised. You
know, more so than a guy like Corey Dennis, who's like, this is first, you know, this is first year as a coordinator, you know. Like, but that's the thing is like, I think a lot of this and getting on lists like this is kind of like sexiness, not as an attraction. Like, you don't have to be a sexy person, but like, you know, your name kind of has to be sexy. Like, you got to be a new hire, or you got to come from Ohio State, or you got to, like, you know, Tim Kramsey's just a guy who was at Marshall. He's been in the game for a long time, and he's just kind of doing what he's supposed to do, right? He's top 12 in offense. Like, he's just.
To me, he's paid his dues. He should be, to me, a guy like that, and yes, you can say Seth Hennigan was a big part of it, but he's paid his dues to where he should be at least on in some consideration on some lists like this.
I agree with you.
Based on the last 2 years.
I agree with you.
It feels like he's getting tied to Ryan in a way that, all right, we know what's going on. Hey, they got a nice program. They're, you know, it's all great, but what we don't consider both of those guys risers. Whereas I'd look at Kramsey, what he's done offensively, and say, man, that guy deserves, and where he's been, and the dues he's paid, and say, well, that guy deserves a shot at some point, 49 years old.
Right, right.
Silverfield, again, do what you're supposed to do, get to conference title games, and your name's on this list. We've said that's what Memphis should want. That's what you were, you know, where Fuente had gotten you to when you go get Norvell, the hot one who was on one of these lists back in the day, like you talked about.
Yep.
And that's what you want to be. They mentioned, Danielson was my guy at Boise State. They had them at the top, like with all due, you know, we're not going to mention these usual guys.
Right.
But Ryan's not on there either in terms of those group of five head coaches.
Right. Yeah.
And you want your coach on these lists.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that means he's hot.
Right. That's exactly right.
Because your program's hot.
Now, again, it's not the end of the world because, you know, you could have, you know, it's agent work too. It's like maybe. Maybe Kramsey's agent is not pushing him. Maybe he's not making, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of politics that could potentially go into
it. If I'm Kramsey, I would want my name on this list. I mean,
totally.
Obviously, not just for the achievement, but the fact that the perception of me is one of the best OCs in the country. I've been top 12 last 2 years.
Exactly. That's exactly
like,
right.
That's standout level of offense. So
exactly.
It's unfortunate for both of them, but, you know, there's another bar to get to.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, anyway, very fascinating list. I'm glad we got some of the names on here. Power 4 assistants, I didn't mention them because, you know, we don't care about the Power 4. But there's a lot of those guys on here. Because, like, if you're a Power 4 assistant, you know, it's really not going to be that hard for you to move up. You know, Marcus Arroyo at Arizona State. Wasn't he at UNLV?
Yeah.
He was the head coach?
Yep.
He stinks.
He's terrible. Don't know.
Hit the road, dude.
No, not
hit
good.
The road.
No.
Have you seen that? You got it. That's the thing about TikTok. There's just amazing video on TikTok that's going around. These guys were they were fishing. I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it does or not. But like there are these two brothers are fishing in this lake, and this old white dude drives up in this old pickup truck, and he says, "You got permission? You got permission to be here fishing?" Mm. And they said, "Oh, we thought this was state." And again, this is not scripted. This is like totally, you know, real happening, you know. Yeah. And the white guy goes, state? No, this ain't state. This is private property. Hit the road, dude. I mean, you got to.
I'll check it out. And then TikTok?
And then the brother's like, tell the dude I caught a 10-pound fish in this bitch. Tell him I cut. I mean, he was really triggered.
I got to get on TikTok.
Arroyo's one of these guys.
You
got to
see
from,
it, man.
Arroyo, you know, the problem Ryan has is he didn't come, like, Arroyo's hot because he came from Oregon, right? He's one of these hotshot OC guys that was young, and then he blew out of UNLV. Like, Ryan, I feel like he's sort of under the radar, even with what some would deem success, and we can hear that from Wolken today. Like, it's he hasn't been to those big games. So it's like, once you get to the big game, you probably shift that. Same for his OC, right? For Kramsey. Like, once you go to a conference title game, maybe that's the shift. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I bet you if they go to a conference title game this year and then they do what we think they can do, like, it'll just change that. It
should have happened last year.
It should have happened last
year,
Jason.
When you were picked one, right?
Yes.
So we're saying the same things over again.
Right, we are.
And hoping for that this is the year they push the ball across the line. And we're asking.
Well, that's what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do.
Right. We're asking them to do it without Seth Hennigan. You know,
right?
And a reason that's you didn't get it done when you had the guy there for 4 years, and so
now
we're saying the same things. You got to do it with a new group. Nothing's changed really. It's time to cash in.
That's exactly right. And I will say, like, just on that point, I think I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're on the same page here. If it happens, you won't hear a peep from us. You know, job well done. You needed to do it. You did it, and you did it.
Right,
and you earned it, and you produced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's all we're asking for. It's not like we're asking for, you know, a playoff appearance.
It's not what we're asking for. It's what the Memphis Athletic Department should be asking for. That Memphis Athletic Department that's done so much work to change the perception of the entire athletic department,
absolutely,
and has gone out and gotten increased investment, particularly in football, and you are not getting the proper return. You've gone out and equaled and surpassed what Boise State and Tulane are doing in terms of investment on football, and you're not even appearing in the championship game. So it's not us. It's what that athletic department should demand from its head coach.
Absolutely.
Because where you're right in the end is you've taken a step back from 2019.
Yep.
Ryan said he was going to keep it going. That was the campaign for keeping the job, right, from being bumped up from inside rather than going and getting an outside candidate. I know where it's at now because I've been a part of it, and I'm going to keep it there. You're not from a conference championship level. In this conference, that's inexcusable.
It is. So
no one's asking for – we're asking for a higher standard.
Yep.
No one's asking for something that's outside the, you know what should be your capability, what should be your ability to get done.
Exactly.
And this year it needs to happen. Even that's why John and I, we look at this, all new players, all new rosters, so what? It's the same thing we do with Penny. You should still be at the top of this conference and certainly competing for the conference championship. It's the same, like I told Dan, we're holding both to the same standard. You didn't used to do that with football.
Yep.
You have to now.
Yep.
In a building you control and all these new possibilities in terms of what that can be.
Exactly. Speaking of the American championship, and where Memphis is projected to finish, I'll tell you what the markets think of Memphis basketball next year and where they will finish, because that just posted today.
Okay.
So we'll do that when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie Turner FM, ESPN.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.